Welcome to Module 4, Session 1. In this session, you're going to learn why music is a powerful tool for intentional creating. Let's begin. As we come into the final week of Dance Yourself Free, one thing is certain. Music has a way of making us feel all the feels. You've probably noticed how easy it is for music to teleport you back in time to a very particular moment of your life, be it a pleasurable moment or a painful moment. Either way, music seems to be the catalyst for stirring old memories and emotions. And as I briefly explained in the previous module, that's because our life experiences get imprinted in our neural circuitry, and the emotion associated with those experiences then get stored in our body. This means our biography becomes our biology, or put another way, our physical bodies are pretty much just a manifestation of our past, which, when you think about it, is rather disturbing, right? Like, who on earth wants their past to be stuck on replay? This would literally mean that you're a prisoner of your past, which I can safely assume that's not what you want, especially if you're here participating in this program called Dance Yourself Free, yeah? You want to be free to create whatever kind of future you want, regardless of your past. And that's exactly what you're going to be learning here in this module. If music can teleport you back in time and stir up the old, then it also has the power to teleport you forward in time and awaken all the new. If you can awaken all the new, then you can recondition your body to a new mind, a new story. And if you can do that, then a new reality must follow. If you want to know the science of how this is even possible, then I highly recommend you do some additional reading. I'd recommend anything by Dr. Joe Dispenza. I've only read one of his books, and that book is called Becoming Supernatural: How Common People Are Doing Uncommon. It is brilliant and it is very comprehensive. There are, of course, other resources, and you are more than welcome to read them. In fact, I encourage it. But for now, we're going to skip all the ins and out and just dive straight in. If you feel like you're missing out on some valuable information by doing this, then let me put it another way. Someone can spend hours explaining to you how electricity works when all you really needed to know was how to turn the fucking lights on and off. In this next session, I'm going to teach you how to turn the lights on and off.